Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just FYI, I'm just letting you guys know 600,000 General Motors cars and trucks were recalled. So check and see. I guess it got something causes engine failure.
Could be worse.
It could. What? Huh?
You can lose your tires or something like that going down the road at 75.
Well, that's true, too.
That's bad.
That is bad. Which they did tell me that that could happen on one of my cars I drove once because the steering arm was broken because I drove it out to the cabin.
Oh. Yeah, that's serious.
Like, this is going to cost you a lot of money. I traded it in so somebody else has that car. You know, you trade it in and, like, you don't tell them about the steering arm.
Case closed.
I took it to somebody else.
Yeah.
So somebody
yeah.
else is driving that sucker in it.
I'm actually wrestling with that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I almost made the phone call to Cars for Kids.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
But I don't want to tell them about the airbag.
Oh, well, they'll know, I'm sure.
Well, they don't know if it's been fixed or not.
Right. But, but it's a free fix, right?
Yeah, you just have to take it in. Yeah,
just tell them.
Yeah, just say, hey, man, you need to take this in. Don't put any kids in here. I know it's kids for cars or cars for kids, but don't put any kids in this car.
You'll get like a $2,000 write-off, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, anyway, what was I talking about? All those cars, the General Motors. So make sure you check and see. By the way, I watched the reels or something, whatever. I feel so bad. There was this guy, he bought a Tesla at auction for $12,000. And all of a sudden he drove it off the lot, everything is fine. And then boom, the battery just goes kaplunk, right? So he towed it into a Tesla dealership. First of all, it took him a month to get a service call or whatever. They're so backed up. So he took it in Jacksonville, Florida, and they said, the battery shot. It's going to be $18,000. And he bought it for, what, 12, something like that. And it's going to be $18,000 for a new battery. Oh, yeah, and the back motor shot, too.
Oh.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Back motor.
So he said to the guy, so it's a piece of junk now? And he said, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lemon. An electric lemon.
That's why at auction, friends probably don't buy electric car.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
You take a chance with any vehicle, though.
Yeah, but especially
you know,
an electric
used,
car.
That yeah. is. Yeah.
But if you buy a used car and the battery's dead, it's not going to cost you $18,000.
No.
You know.
Yeah. I do like that Carfax thing where you go in there and you take a look and they got all the records there and they tell you if it's been in a wreck or not. You can get some real good prices on the ones that have been clobbered before.
Yeah, or sunk.
Yeah.
That water damage really seems to take down the value.
I mean, if you want to spend just a few hundred bucks, you can get a pretty good car.
By the way, don't ever buy one that's a water rescue. A water salvage. Don't. I was kidding. Maybe for one part, a bumper. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see here. I wanted to tell you a couple things. First of all, it just came out that Liam Payne's ex, her name is Cheryl. Now, this is not the blonde girl that we saw Liam Payne with at... at the hotel, the one that he was getting engaged to, all that. This is not that girl. Cheryl is a long, long time ago ex of Liam Payne's from One Direction. If you remember, Liam Payne fell off the balcony and he passed away. Well, he has left $32 million to somebody. And his parents were wanting a chunk of change, right? But he didn't have a will. He did not have a will with $32 million in the bank. And here's the deal. His ex, Cheryl, she has a child with Liam. So next of kin would be Liam's son. But because he's only 8 years old, she is the executor. So this girl from a long time ago, 8 years ago, now is in charge of $32 million.
Man, what a great idea that baby was.
I mean, I hate to say it because it's a tragedy.
Oh, man, that was a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel really bad for the new girlfriend, the one that he was just engaged to or whatever, because she's just so heartbroken. And I was like, it would be nice if Cheryl, by the way, Cheryl, that name just right there sounds like she's like 90. Cheryl. My dad would always call our neighbor, her name was Cheryl. My dad would call her Cheryl.
Cheryl. Oh, Cheryl.
Cheryl over there. Cheryl.
So
anyway,
you think it would be nice for her to give the one that was the current fiance
just,
something?
Just like some sorry sauce.
That would.
I know you wouldn't.
You wouldn't, because, I mean, you're not going to give it to another woman, even though she was a fiance.
I gave okie dokie money to pay spousal support child support.
You. That's on you. I'm just saying, I don't think she should. I think she should give the parents something, you know, maybe kick them a little change.
Yeah, but maybe
that's
that
it.
Girl, like, I think she should get some money. Come on. It's
no.
Me. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, she's getting nothing.
You're in this.
No, wait, she's getting laughed at.
What?
That's it.
No. Let me read this study. It's about
He
you.
Didn't care enough to change the will or to have a will.
Well, he wasn't thinking about dying.
We never do.
All right, here it is. Here's what it says.
I'm standing my ground on this one. I wouldn't give that broad anything.
Wow. That broad. You mean
had to throw that in.
You mean the widow fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The broad. Yeah. The her. Broad. I wouldn't give her anything.
All right, here's something.
I mean, after all, it's coming up on Mother's Day. Mom keeps it all.
All right, so here's something that I wasn't going to bring up, but now I am. It's called YouGov. It asked you, BJ.
Me?
To compare yourself to the average person.
Okay.
Do you think you are A, much more empathetic than the average person, somewhat more empathetic, about as empathetic, somewhat less, much less, or not sure?
Much less.
Yes!
If you want an honesty test,
this is
an honesty test.
I think I'm much more empathetic. I personally think I am.
Yeah.
What do you think you are, Carson? I feel like you're average.
Yeah, I would say right in the middle.
I'd call you a miser.
It's empathy, not money. This is about empathy.
I don't care.
Do you know what empathy is?
I don't care.
You know, having feelings towards somebody else, caring about them, like, you know, literally caring about somebody else.
Is that new?
Oh, my God.
Is that something that's just trending? Is that trending or something? Is something like that trending? Spadil, can you look into that?
Yeah, hashtag empathy.
I've never heard of this empathy thing.
Yeah. Spadil, where do you think you rank?
I think I'm higher up there with how much empathy I have for other people.
I think for animals, yes.
Uh-huh.
But for humans, I...
Definitely not.
I don't... No.
I think you do, buddy.
I mean, I cut it off pretty fast. Like, if I don't have any empathy for you, I have zero. But if I do have empathy for you, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I see that.
Yeah.
He's bipolar empathy guy.
Yeah, that's a good way
just
to put it.
Just depends on the day.
This is why I don't have it, because it's so confusing. To try to figure out how much you've got.
Yeah,
it's
right?
It's better just to have none.
I have some great news, you guys.
What's that?
Somebody is saying, this is just, I forgot what source I was watching. Shador might be the quarterback for Cleveland.
Who's saying that?
I forget. That's why I don't have the source. All right, so it was some you know, like ESPN guy or whatever.
Yeah.
He's saying that because he has been kicked in the teeth, he went, you know, there's five quarterbacks, and he was going through the names of all the quarterbacks. He's like, Yep. Nope. He said Shador is going to come to practice, and he is going to work his ass off, and he's going to show them, you know, I am not this pick. I am this guy. And they are going to be, because one of the coaches or whatever says, look, it doesn't matter to us what number these guys were. We just, you know, everybody forgets when they come to training camp what number they were. It's all about what it looks like on the field. We don't care what number they are. We want to see what they look like on the field. And then Tom Brady said, I guess Tom Brady is like his mentor. And Tom Brady said he's going to show them, and he's going to be up there. He didn't say QB1, but the other guy did.
Yeah, I think that he'll make the team.
He's already on the team, right?
No. He still has to go through, the whole drills and everything. Camp.
Yeah.
Have to go through camp. He could get cut.
Oh, that's true.
Absolutely, yeah. He could get cut. But I think he's going to make it because there's five quarterbacks. I think Joe Flacco is going to be the starting quarterback because he's so seasoned.
They said he's not.
Yeah, but they don't know. They're just analysts.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
But Joe Flacco's a million years old, too.
Yeah, that's
what he is old, but he's still got a lot of experience compared to...
BJ knows, but the analysts don't.
That's not what I'm saying. The analyst knows as much as I know. They really don't know either. Nobody knows except the Cleveland Browns where he's going to fall. I hope he makes it. I really do.
Anyway, I just thought that was exciting news. I would love to see him being the starting quarterback. And, like, prove everybody wrong, right?
That would be pretty cool.
If he could pull that off.
It would be amazing.
He certainly would.
The Masked Singer was last night. Who watched it? Oh, my God, me either. Okay. let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? There was a bunch of stuff. Oh, by the way, Gretchen Wilson, do you remember her from a long time ago?
I remember the name.
I'm a white trash woman. And remember?
No.
I've
heard the name before.
She's
just
a country singer.
I don't know.
I stand there footed in my own front yard with a baby on my hip because I'm a redneck.
Aha!
And I ain't no high class broad. I'm just a product of the rains. And I say, hey, y'all. And
okay.
Wait, no, keep playing. I love this song.
Keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every child. From the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
I remember that song. Yeah. That was a fun song.
It's a classic
ago.
Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right? And she was on a four-wheeler, and she's all muddy and stuff. And then, yeah, anyway. She won the Masked Singer.
Oh.
Good for her.
How far she's fallen.
I didn't think they had singers on there that could actually sing.
Yeah, they do.
That's weird.
Yep, they sure do.
I thought it was just a bunch of has-beens.
Well, she is kind of a has-been. And actually, Andy Grammer came in second.
No kidding.
Yeah. He's a singer, too.
No kidding.
Yep.
Don't you find it kind of insulting that they go on there?
Well,
if you're an Andy Grammer?
Yes, of course.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't think...
I mean, Andy.
He did it for the kids.
Yeah, but Andy...
What kids?
Andy Grammer?
Oh, he's for his kids.
Yeah.
I was like, he did it... I thought it was like Children's Hospital or something. No. He did it for the kids, Jamie.
That's what they go to. They're like, my kids just love the show, and I just did it for them.
No, they did it for money because there has been.
Yeah, that's why they did it.
Don't get it twisted. And then
after doing the show, it cuts off the money because her career's over. so much for the kids.
Oh, true story. All right, I'm done. There you go.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here it is, Thursday. Rain is gone. Going to be a nice day today. 44 right now. BJ
and I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie.
I know, the music's just a little bit early, today, but I got a good excuse. It's time to have some fun. Got the fun run.
BJ's got to go over to the school and participate in the fun run. Now, don't worry, he's not running.
All those snotty kids.
<I know. laughs>
Just going to be fun, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they put fun in the title.
They really do. If it's a fun run, it's got to be a fun run.
It's going to be a blast.
Meantime, I'm going over to Revive MD to get a shot.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Bend over, right?
But no, you get it in your stomach.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's semi-glutide.
I thought you took it right in the old tush.
No, there's no tushy.
No tush.
No.
Well, enjoy your shot.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think you're going to California, correct?
I am for Mother's Day weekend.
Flight. Thank you. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
To you. Carson's going out of town. You're going to Florida.
Going to Florida, baby. Woo!
Mother's Day weekend in Panama City. You can't beat it.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
Now, I hope you two really step up and make your the wives, the mothers in your lives.
Oh, I will.
I hope you go over the top.
Oh, don't worry. I've got things in place.
Okay, good. I know you do, but you need to do more than socks. BJ Harris.
You're the best socks on the planet.
I'm the one that told you that, but they accompany other stuff. It's not just socks. You don't put just socks.
Okay.
Here, honey. Here's some socks.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound appealing.
I'll really give you an update on Monday.
Okay.
On Monday.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there.
Yes, indeed you do.
For everything you do, man. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day. Enjoy and have a great weekend. Back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.